Hi, this is Ash.
And JC. And today we're going to be talking about tipping in the salon. So, Ash, what is your opinion about tipping in a salon? Should it be included with price, or should the customer choose if they want to tip?
So, I think that the customer should always choose to tip and never the stylist adding the tip onto the price.
Yeah.
Because the stylist never knows the financial stability of the customer.
Yeah.
Or they don't know if, like, anything's happening in their life. Mm-hmm. I feel like the customer should always tip because they're, like, feel safe in that area, or they love the work their stylist is doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it always should be freely given in how the customer feels and never how the stylist is, because the stylist is just asking them to pay more and not even, like, doing any extra work.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it, Jason?
I totally agree with you. It definitely should not be added in, because I believe you said that we don't know the financial stability of a client.
Yes.
So I, like, kind of, not kind of, I definitely agree that you never know. And, like, it's definitely an optional thing. That's the entire point about tipping.
Mm-hmm.
Tipping has always been an optional thing.
Mm-hmm.
So optional that, like, the government said, should we continue tipping people?
Yep.
And I think it is totally, like, first of all, yes, we should, but it should stay
optional.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, like, if you have a regular client, I get that you might be like, okay, so you tip me $80 every time, but maybe one day that person comes in and they're like, I'm going through a rough patch right now, I can only give you $20, and then you can't just, like, mark up the price another $60 for a cute set of nails that take, like, half your time.
Exactly.
So it's like, you're not just going to add another $60 just because you need that $80 tip, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't need it.
Because
mm-hmm. your profit should already be within the pricing.
Yeah. Obviously, I totally agree with you here. I feel like everything you said is completely true, and you covered things I didn't know how to say.
Yeah.
So that's, like, a really good point. So what do you feel about, like, yes, we talked about, like, stylists adding tips.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the stylist doing it?
I feel like if the stylist is automatically doing that from the start, stop going to that stylist.
Exactly.
But also, you shouldn't have to pay an extra, like, $100 because the stylist needs it.
Yeah.
The stylist doesn't need a tip. Like we've said multiple, like I've said multiple times, a tip is something that the customer chooses. And especially, what if the customer doesn't like it? They're not going to pay another $100 to be like, oh, yeah, I hate these, I'm going to just go get them redone at a different place.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to pay another extra $100.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've seen videos of people being like, what price did not go up that much? And it was a stylist who has confirmed that they already add tipping into their pricing. So it's like, okay. And like I've said, I understand if it's like a client that always tips you the same amount. And it's like, but maybe I've explained it, but if they're going through a rough patch, you're not going to increase the price.
Exactly. I feel like I completely agree with you on this. I feel like it's also immoral for a stylist to do this.
Yeah.
It's not even honest.
Yeah.
You're lying to your client's face. And if that client finds out, they could stop going to your salon and then tell other people about what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Or not saying, doing. And then you would lose your clientele.
Yeah.
And then you would just lose more money.
Exactly.
So I feel like it just ends up being worse for that stylist.
Yeah.
So yeah, I completely agree with you on here.
Yeah. So overall, me and Ash think that tipping should not be included with pricing.
That brings us to the end of our podcast.
Have a nice day, night, or week.
And this is Ash.